By day, families flock to Wired's Orchards and Country Fair to pick apples and pumpkins, check out the cider mill, and buy delicious baked goods. But when the sun goes down, night terrors begin. 5 haunted attractions and a haunted hayride make for a much more intense visit than you'll have during the daytime. Night Terrors director Brandon Wired says they've been scaring people for 30 years.
Started off with just the haunted barn across the street, and then everything's been consolidated to this side of the road. And they had the barn and the asylum on the other side of the road, and now we have the asylum, the mine shaft. And hayrides were there too, but we have hayrides, alien cage clowns, Splattertown. So it's, we tell people it's, you know, it's roughly 2.5 hour, 3 hour endeavor. It's fun, you know, you come out and you spend the night and hang out with friends, and it's cool. It's not just like a quick, you know, you don't just jump into the haunted house, pop out of the other side and go, okay, now what's next?
You can choose from the Hayride of the Lost, the Ultimate Haunted Barn, Alien Caged Clowns, the Mind Shaft, the Asylum, and new this year, Splattertown, sort of a zombie paint gun shooting range.
Each one has its own thing. Because people say, which one's the scariest? Well, it depends on your fears and your phobias. If you're terrified of clowns and you go through, you know, you get 2 steps into the clown event, and you're totally freaked out. We've had people screaming and running. Last week we had someone go to the bathroom, which the clowns were extremely proud of.
What is that done to me? We're going to do it to you too.
I'm with Brandon. It is tough to pick a favorite, but the Ultimate Haunted Barn is right up there. No sooner do you step through the sliding door, then you're greeted by Curtis, who makes his home in the barn.
You can see every King of Alaska, right? Every single piece of it found fair and square. None of it's stolen, of course.
Not stolen!
Curtis is actually Josh McDaniel of Ann Arbor, who's been playing the role for 2 years now. McDaniel enjoys getting into the visitor's fear space.
The performance, like, really brings that out, and it's really fun. Like, I'd be lying if I said I didn't do this as a kid and probably did it too much. Probably got beaten up a couple of times for it, but now it's okay.
McDaniel knows he's done his job when he scares people to the point where they just shut down completely.
I want to say we've gotten a couple of people to pee, but I can't really check, so I can only take their word for it.
If you can make it through the haunted barn, you'll end up in the country store, where you can grab some donuts and cider. Maybe pick up a pie or a bag of apples to take home with you. On the other hand, if you go through the asylum or the mine shaft...
You all got your torches? Torches!
Shopping will probably be the last thing on your mind when you come out. Just ask Melissa from Taylor.
Gets the adrenaline going for sure. Boy, am I sweating. I am sweating. I'm sweating. I'm wet. It is cold, but I'm sweating. It was good. It was good. Very good. I highly recommend it.
Taylor's not really that far of a drive to visit Night Terrors. While I was there, I overheard a group from Fort Wayne, Indiana, asking for advice on which attraction to visit first. At Night Terrors, you can visit individual attractions, buy a package that gets you into all 6 attractions, or go the VIP route, which puts you at the head of the line. Visit hauntedhousemichigan.com for more information. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.